As the United States moves out of northern Syria, Russia is now moving in. Russia struck a deal with Turkey yesterday. A joint Turkish-Russian force will now take charge of parts of northeastern Syria near the Turkish border. These are areas historically held by Syria's Kurds, who had been working alongside U.S. forces before President Trump pulled them out. To talk about the future for the Kurds is Sina Mohammed, who is meeting with U.S. lawmakers in Washington this week. She's U.S. representative for the Syrian Democratic Council. That's the political wing of the Syrian Democratic Forces, the coalition of Kurdish, Arab, and other Syrian resistance groups fighting in northeastern Syria with the United States. Welcome to the program. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. So what does this deal between Turkey and Russia mean for Syrian Kurds?
Yes. As you know, we are allies together with the United States, with the Global Coalition, in countering terrorism of ISIS in our region. And we worked very well together that time. We were happy with these allies to end the terrorists in our region. We paid about 11,000 people lives from our people, women and men, in fighting the terrorists of ISIS. And suddenly what happened that Mr. Trump, he declared the withdrawal of all the American troops from the border of Syria, and then leaving the space for the Turkish to come and attack our people there. So they started to attack our people, killing the people and occupying two cities from the Syrian territory, which is Ras Al-Ain and Tal Abyad, and now they under the control of the Turkish. And the groups who are backed from Turkey, who are in name of the National Army, actually they are terrorist group. They are killing the people and executing the, arresting the people, executing them just because they are working with the administration north of Syria and working with the SDF or SDC.
Well, can I ask you, do you mind if I ask just about the future now? I mean, the Turkey-Russian agreement suggests that there would be a zone where Syrian Kurds would leave, and they would control that area. I mean, looking forward now, do you see a path to working with Russia and working with Turkey that would keep Syrian Kurds safe?
Actually, when the U.S. leaving us, so we have no choice, and we have to work with Russia, we have to work with the deal with the Syrian government, as we are Syrian and a part of Syria. But we, till now, we don't trust Turkey, actually. We don't trust who will be guarantee the safety of our people on the border if our forces being pulled back. So who will be guaranteed the lives of the people there? We have now about 400,000 people displaced after this occupation of the north of Syria. But now, if they could, the Russian could stop the Turkey from invasion, another invasion and aggressive, action to the border, that will be okay. If the Russia could guarantee the safety of the lives of the million people there, that will be okay. But still now it is not very clear to us. You know, yesterday this agreement happened, and we are waiting just to see how it will be, the mechanism of this agreement will go on.
What it looks like. Well, I wondered, as I mentioned, you are facing this reality now after President Trump removed U.S. forces. I mean, this is a move that even his Republican allies have criticized. But I just want to play you something that President Trump said this week about the U.S. obligation to Syrian Kurds.
They're no angels, but we help the Kurds. And we never gave the Kurds a commitment that we'd stay for the next 400 years and protect them. They've been fighting with the Turks for 300 years that people know of. And nobody ever committed, gee, if you do this, we're going to do that. We're going to stay with you forever.
So Trump's argument is the U.S. commitment to working with Kurdish forces was never open-ended. But what is your response to that?
I mean, we know that the U.S. will not be staying in Syria forever. We know that. But we hope that they will stay unless the stability will be there, unless to stop Turkish aggression to the area, unless we end ISIS. And this will not happen till now.
Another thing that President Trump said there, the Kurds are no angels. And I mean, we hear this from Turkey, of course, trying to tie Kurdish forces in Syria to the Kurdish Workers Party, which the U.S. considers a terrorist group. I mean, Turkey says they are trying to keep their country safe by creating this area in northeastern Syria. Can you categorically say that Turkey does not face a threat from here?
You know, during all this year, which we are, administrating this area, we never shoot one bullet toward Turkey. So who is threatening our security actually is Turkey, not we. The people who are in the region, they are Syrian people, they are Kurds, they are Arabs, they are Syriac together, Christian all together. They are defending their land and defending their people. So we didn't make any threat toward Turkey. And in the contrary, they threat us, they killed us. They are the people who sent ISIS to us. They are the one who tried to violate all the agreement happened to cease fire. They are the one, not we. But we committed to all the agreement that happened with the U.S. and Turkey for the ceasefire, even though they could not stop it.
Did you say Turkey sent ISIS to you? That's a very explosive allegation.
They opened the border that time to facilitate, crossing the ISIS toward our region. And when we have now thousands of detainees in our, detainee centers, when you ask them, where do you want to go, where do you prefer to go, they will say, we would like to go to Turkey. And this is what's going on. So we are not related to the PKK, as he said. We are Syrian Kurds. We are defending our Syria. We are defending our Syrian people.
Sina Mohammed is the U.S. representative for the Syrian Democratic Council. She is in Washington meeting with U.S. lawmakers this week in the wake of President Trump's decision to pull out U.S. forces. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.